It was the God-given duty of our Advent patron, St. John the Baptist, to prepare the way for Christ, to remove all the obstacles that were in the way of our Lord's coming. And he did this by the admonition to do penance and to repent. Now, imagine if St. John the Baptist were to be sent into today's world. A strong man. Gillette would never have picked him for its sponsor. But there's nothing effeminate about him. Nothing weak. He wears a hair shirt and has his home in the desert and eats locusts and honey for his penance. And in his appearance, he would seem like a man from a whole different world. But even more foreign to our people of this day and age would be the idea of penance, sacrifice, and mortification, of which he would speak so much. And certainly, he would be mocked by moderns, and he would be accused of hypocrisy or some other ridiculous crime by Bergoglio, and he would be accused of hate speech by our government. But have you ever noticed, kind of changing the subject slightly, how the world often over time adopts our Catholic ways, in a sense? That is, usually at first, when the Catholic faith is strong, say, in the Middle Ages, the world begins to openly rebel against the authority of the Church and of her priests and bishops, because it throws off the shackles, if you will, because the world wants its freedom, but a freedom from the sweet yoke of Christ that they don't recognize as sweet. And then over time, society goes its own way, and society becomes chaotic. People become effeminate or have other problems with their health. And then for some natural motive, not a spiritual or supernatural one, they then return, in a sense, to the old Christian ways. Let me give you some examples. There is what is called the minimalism. It is a way of living for some people. The idea is this, that you live with less stuff in your life, and then, too, you make better use of the little that you do possess. And this, they say, will cause less distraction and will bring greater joy, a certain natural peace of mind, not being bogged down by a whole lot of material possessions. But that's a Christian idea, a Christian idea that has been preached for centuries by the Church, and which is truly the purpose of Advent, to get rid of stuff, to get rid of all that stuff in your heart, to make room for Christ's coming on Christmas, to clean up the heart, to form a sort of spirit of detachment, that even if you do possess material goods, that you use them in such a way that they are not a distraction from your last end. This brings a great supernatural peace with it, for it helps us to focus on God and the things of God. Fasting, that's another recent development in our modern age. They call it intermittent fasting, where they restrict their eating to just certain times of the day, say between 7 and 8 hours. And outside that block of time, They do not allow themselves to eat. For them, it, well, obviously helps them to stay thin and healthy. And they take it very seriously, too. Eating only certain types of food, it makes them feel better and sleep better. But this is something that Christians have been doing since the beginning. Fasting. Because fasting makes us stronger. It weakens the body perhaps a little bit. You're a little tired or whatnot. But it makes the spirit, the soul, so much stronger. The preface of Lent says that it helps us to mentem elevas, to lift up the mind to God. Judith, in the Old Testament, she fasted before going in to attack Holofernes. And it made her stronger and more beautiful than she was before. The regulation of sleep is another thing the world is big on. They say that you can look at just about any health website. They say you want to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. And you must have your nighttime rituals. Avoid the blue screen of your computers and phones and do something different. Like read a book, they say, instead of a screen. But for Catholics, again, this has been going on for years, that spiritual authors tell us how we should go to bed early or at a decent hour so that the next day we can perform our duties well. It's actually a sin of laziness to go to bed late if it means that you are neglecting your duties the next day. And what a triumph it is when we hear that alarm clock in the morning at the first beep and manage to get up out of bed without ever hitting the snooze button. It's a form of mortification for us, but it's also a form of taking care to rest the body so that we can serve God better. Oh, then the world, they say that they must limit potentially harmful things. Alcohol, caffeine, sinful snacks, as they will call it many times, such as foods high in sugar or wheat or grains, things like that. Because all of these things, they say, disturb sleep, triggers anxiety, and all of the rest. But for Catholics, you've been doing things like that for years, just out of penance. And then meditation is huge now in our modern world. They don't really call it meditation, but mindfulness. It's a new age idea, which isn't really good, a good thing. But they say that you are to be mindful of your surroundings and how you feel at the present moment. And then relax every part of your body, and so on and so forth, to bring peace. But Catholics have been meditating since the very beginning for one purpose, to get rid of sin and all that is an obstacle to Christ's coming. They tell us about meditation. Either the one who meditates will give up sin, or he will stop meditating. Meditation and sin do not go together. And then the final part is political correctness. Now, this takes a little bit of explaining. If the idea of being politically correct is merely not to offend unnecessarily, then it can be a good thing. It can be a form of charity. However, the problem with it is trying to legislate it, trying to make it law, and trying to define what is actually offensive, what is a hate crime, so on and so forth. So it would be a hate crime to say, in our modern day and age, that only the Catholic Church can give you salvation. So on with so many things. We are meant to accept everyone and everything. But they have no guide because they have rejected the church and the gospels. But Catholicism preaches not political correctness. We are not very politically correct at all, actually, when you come to think about it. But we preach the true charity. We are just as concerned in what is said as we are in what is not said in a conversation. But when the salvation of souls and the honor of God are involved, then something must always be said, no matter who's offended, but always with charity. Now, all of this penance that the world makes for their natural ends, it really sounds like what they would do in monasteries and convents, doesn't it? Except the world still does not merit by any of their sacrifices because their motives are not spiritual. But it does this. It demonstrates to us how men have an innate need for religion and sacrifice. Just recently I heard from a young man from Finland who said that he looks to the traditional Catholic religion because it cheapens a religion when you do not have an element of sacrifice. And he noticed that only our church preaches true sacrifice. But wrapping up here, I suppose you could say this, that St. John the Baptist was the first model of and preacher of living the minimalistic lifestyle in a supernatural way. He is our Advent preacher, after all, coming back every single year to tell us, make straight the paths of the Lord. And he tells us to get rid of whatever we have in our life that turns us away from God, a sinful attachment, mortal sin, too much media, etc., etc. But then we're to fill in these voids with things that help us to have a true conversion to God. Spiritual reading, the rosary, penance, the sacraments. And so our preacher, St. John, contradicts the world and will lead us over an unpleasant path of penance. But remember this, while the world does its own rituals, they will never have peace. But when we do our penance as we ought, and as St. John encourages us to do, we will find that we will obtain all the world is looking for, but in a supernatural way. We'll have that peace that the world cannot give because it does not possess. We will be able to merit by our sacrifices. We will gain sanctifying grace. And in the end, we will have a place in heaven near Christ because we made room for Christ here in our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.